Hey guys, welcome. It's Monday. It's a brand new week. All kinds of exciting things, all kinds of possibilities, all kinds of mountains to be climbed, all kinds of dragons to be slayed, all kinds of
milkshakes to be milked.
All kinds of milkshakes to be milked. What are you trying to say? Anyway,
lots of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff, right? I'll agree with that. Anyway, on the show today, we have Coach Vernon Dozier, who agreed to do a baseball show, a sport that he loathes and despises, so he could get a football show. That's right, Coach Vernon Dozier is kind of auditioning for a football show here as he does a baseball show. Bud Dickman will moderate and drive the coach completely out of his mind.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Let's check it out, huh? Here's Coach Vernon Dozier doing baseball so he can do football, if you'll pardon the expression. Hi, I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball Report. I despise baseball, but I said I'd do this baseball report so they'd let me do a football report during the course of the season, because that's what I do. I coach football, so there you have it. The Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball Report. A baseball report from a man that can't stand baseball and is only doing the baseball report in a self-serving way to enable him to do a football report later on in the year. Now a man that hates baseball with his baseball report, Coach Vernon Dozier. Yeah, thanks a lot. You just basically repeated what I said.
I know.
So why'd you do that?
Just to rub it in.
To rub it in. Okay, thank you. Thank you for being honest. That's the Belmar Academy. Just turn that up so we can hear the Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse Marching Band. They're not bad. They're not great. They're not even all that good, but that's the whole thing about high school bands. Why are they out of tune? Listen, right there. Ow, 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 ow. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and we're going to kick off our baseball report here to tell you about yesterday's Dodger-Phillies game. And I was very much, I was going to say I was happy. Let me say I tolerated being with Mr. Hendry and his friend, Mr. Olander, as they went out to the three of us there at Dodger Stadium to see the Dodgers play the Philadelphia Phillies in what used to be called a businessman's special. That means the game's played in the afternoon so the businessmen could knock off and go see a ball game, basically. And the reason why I'm struggling here is because I don't like baseball at all, and I really resent the idea that they're forcing me to do a baseball report so that I get to do my football report during the course of the season next season. And I know that I said that I was tired and that I quit coaching, and I came back and I said, no, I've changed my mind. I think that's one of the things that angered Mr. Hendry and the producers of his show, saying, well, if you're out of baseball, if you're out of football and you're not coaching anymore, then why do you want to do a football show? And I tried to explain to them the best way I knew how. I tried to explain to them, that I still loved football. And they said, really? Then prove it. And that's exactly how Hendry looked at me, and he went, prove it, like that. And I swear to God, and Phil, if you're listening, you know this is true, I balled my fist up, and I almost went ahead and just took a shot. I mean, just right on the chin, man. He was right there. He stuck his chin out when he said, prove it, like that. And you nail a guy on the chin, there's a collection, a bundle of nerves there that will knock a man cold if you get a good shot right on the chin. And he stuck his chin right out at me, and I was ready to go ahead and lay him out. And I thought, well, if I do that, I won't get to do the Coach Vernon Dozier football report. Joining me here on this quote-unquote august occasion is Bud Dickman, the associate producer on the Phil Hendry Show. And you heard what I had said to Mr. Hendry, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard you say that you hate baseball and that you'd go ahead and bite down on a towel.
That's right. It's exactly what I said. I said I'd go ahead and bite the towel. You think that's funny, don't you?
No, I don't think it's funny. I think it's, probably a bad choice of imagery and everything.
Why? Because you think I'm like, you know.
It sounds like you're getting tagged, you know.
Like I'm getting tagged. Mr. Dickman, if you don't mind.
I'm just here to help.
Yeah, all right. And I know that. I was told that by Mr. Hendry that you'd be here to help.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Please understand that I went out to this baseball game, and I watched the baseball game, and I told Phil that, yes, I'll come, and I'll report on the baseball game, and the Henry Show, and the producers will say, there, Coach Dozier has proved his worth, and he can now have his football report during a regular season.
Yeah, but see, you said you were going to quit football, and you're sick and tired of it, and Jason Moron took over.
Yes, that was the name of the head coach that took over, so what?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're like saying that Jason Moron took over.
I didn't say a moron was taken over.
No, I know that, but you said a new coach.
It was a new coach. I changed my mind, okay?
Well, see, that's the thing.
That's the thing what?
That's where we, I think Mr. Henry, myself, and a few others have had, has had a problem. Coach Dozier, you know, you can laugh all you want about me, and you can giggle the day away. But the fact of the matter is, you was a football coach, you gave it up, now you want to come back, and Mr. Henry is making you prove to prove it by doing a baseball report.
No, I know that. And he also knows how much I can't stand baseball, and that's why he's making me do this.
Right, and so I would say, let's, you know, we're burning daylight. I mean...
Okay, fine.
I mean, you went out to the game, you were there with Mr. Henry, you were there with Mr. Olander, you was the guest and everything.
Yeah, that's right, I was the guest, and I'm just going to say...
You hate baseball, and we know. But it doesn't matter. Mr. Henry wants you to do the baseball report.
Because of sadism or...
Because he wants to know that as a broadcaster and as a broadcaster...
Oh, those two distinct things, huh?
Well, yeah. He wants to know that you are dedicated, no matter what the job, to being as objective and of the and have your mind together and not have it come apart.
Okay.
You know... Well, you look like you're all pissed off.
No, I'm not pissed off. I just, my nose is stuffed up. I had a long afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, I went out to Dodger Stadium with Phil and with Don. They had very good seats, though.
Yeah, you had Mr. Olander's seats down near the first base line.
That's right. I mean, let me tell the story, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We had Mr. Olander's, we were there, the three of us, myself, Phil, and Don Olander. We were at the Dodger game. Mr. Henry is sacked out. That's how tired he is. And by the way, neither myself nor Phil.
Phil?
Neither myself or Mr. Henry had anything to drink, no alcohol. I think Mr. Olander had a beer. But it was a warm day, and it was just a long day. And when we got back here, Phil said, you know the show you want to do about baseball? I said, yeah. He said, do it now. And I said, why would you, you know, my wife's waiting for me. He said, call her up. Tell her you're going to be late. You go and do.
Yeah, Mr. Henry directed you to do it.
Yeah, I know.
And you got to do it.
I'm going to do it, okay?
All right. I'm going to sit over here.
Yeah, you do that. You sit over there. And why are you sitting over there?
Because I'm observing and making sure that you don't mess it up.
Coach Vernon Dozier here with the baseball report. We went out to the Dodger game today out at Dodger Stadium. This is the baseball temple of Southern California. This is the holy, this is the cathedral of baseball. And not just Los Angeles, but I'd say all of Southern California. Maybe all of California for all I know. There's no ballpark, there's no baseball stadium in California that is more revered and has its, you know, if it had a rear end, it gets its rear end licked. Man, does it get its rear end licked.
Yeah, but the baseball stadium has no rear end.
Can I do this? Would you mind? Okay. The Dodger baseball stadium, if it were a person, would have its rear end licked daily, hourly, by the minute.
All right, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. What?
Do you mind? And when you go out to Dodger Stadium in the city of Los Angeles... And Dodger Stadium, by the way, occupies a rather an enviable spot. As you enter the city from the San Gabriel Valley at Pasadena, as you enter the city from, it's got very prominently placed there just north of downtown. And it sits in a ravine, at one time known as Chavez Ravine. And now...
Okay, you're kind of...
I'll do it the way I want to do it, Dickman, you understand?
All right.
Now... The Dodgers came into Los Angeles in 1958, and they didn't come into this town with all kinds of people going, "Wee!" because there were a few people who didn't like it. They didn't like the way the Dodgers came into this town.
Okay, hold on. Now, you're getting into something political here, but I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, you understand? You may not get to do the football show.
Well, then I'll take that chance. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, see, you're going to get all political about it.
I was just going to talk about how the Dodgers had people thrown out of their homes.
Oh, yeah, that's great, man. Mr. Henry's really going to want to have you do the football report.
Anyway, we went out to Dodger Stadium, this beautiful edifice, this marvelous stadium. There was popcorn and candy and cookies and people, everybody looked happy. And I was thinking there as we walked across the grounds, and I was thinking, and then I thought, well, it's okay, that's a long time ago, of how, yes, that one time the L.A. County Sheriff dragged people from their homes.
See, I told you.
Wait a minute, but I'm not thinking about it anymore.
You swear.
I swear to God, I'm not thinking about it anymore.
You don't have no resentment of the Dodgers on account of that.
I have no resentment of the Dodgers, as you put it, Mr. Dickman, on account of that. That's a long time ago. They built a ballpark there now that is a beautiful, beautiful place. And they had, all kinds of restaurants, and they had all kinds of places to get donuts and candy, cookies, and you get beer. They have a Jim Beam bar. Mr. Dickman, I guess that would make you happy, huh?
Well, I mean, I've done Jim Beam.
All right.
Maybe make you happy.
You know, truth be told, yeah, it would, but I was not about to go and have myself a Jim Beam because I knew that I was going to come here and do the baseball report. So,
and you're doing a baseball report to see if you're good enough to do a football report.
Yeah, I know that, and I think the audience heard that already. And I'll tell you, yeah, I did. I had to grit my teeth because I don't like baseball, and I don't like... The thing I don't like about baseball is how much it sucks. I don't know, that's not a good way of saying it.
No, you got to be more specific.
I know. The reason why I don't... Let me tell you what I saw today. Watching this baseball game today, do you know they have a pitcher's clock? They got a pitch clock now. There's 15 seconds that the pitcher gets from the time he throws the first pitch. Then each pitch after that, 10 seconds. So there's a 10-second interval between pitches. That's it, tops. There's like a pitch clock, just like you see in basketball for the shot clock, and you see in football for the play clock. Now they have this pitch clock in baseball. And we witnessed this yesterday. I think the fact that they had this pitch clock forces the pitchers to, you know, decide faster, to deliver the ball in a much more, I don't know, meaningful or expedient or...
Efficient, what about that word?
Yeah, that's great, thank you. Efficient way, and however, I will tell you this, there were a lot of runs scored in this game yesterday. There were 16 total runs scored in that game, in the San Diego ding-dang...
Game.
In the San Diego... I know what the word is, game. Okay. In the San Diego-Cincinnati game, I think it was like 8 or 9 runs were scored. All over Major League Baseball, I think you saw some pretty fat scores. Now, whether or not that's because of this pitch clock, I don't know. The other thing they have is the pitcher can go to first base only, I think, 3 times. That means the pitcher can throw to first base trying to hold a runner 3 times. If he throws a 4th time and does not get the runner out, the runner gets to advance. Meaning the runner gets to...
What's that mean?
I'm saying the runner gets to go to second base. Whether this helps the game or not, it didn't interest me at all. I still found the game... Oh, man, I hated it. I think the thing about baseball that I... And I know I'm not doing a very good baseball report.
No, you got to talk about how exciting the game was and everything.
Okay. Just wanted to talk about it. The game was very exciting. There were 16 runs scored, and there was a grand slam hit by Max Muncy to end the game. I didn't see it, nor did Mr. Henry, nor did Mr. Olander, because the three of us were in the car already driving back to Mr. Olander's house because we wanted to leave early, because I had said...
Yeah, see, you're the one that missed the grand slam.
Okay, I'm saying it now, Dickman. I said, let's leave now and beat the traffic, and the guy said, okay. So we all three got in the car, and as we were going up the Glendale Freeway, we just left the parking lot there at Dodger Stadium. As we're going up the Glendale Freeway, we hear Charlie Steiner go, it's a grand slam, okay? So I messed it up, okay? So I messed it up for everyone, and I'm sorry about that. And I'd never got to see a grand slam home run. Mr. Henry's seen a grand slam at least 2 times, I believe he told me. But I wanted to see, and I didn't get to see it. Why? Because of me. Because I said, let's leave. So I made a bad decision, and I can only say I made the bad decision in relation to baseball. I would never make such a decision in relation to football.
You better take a break.
We'll take a break. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the baseball report here with me, Coach Vernon Dozier. This is the Belmore Academy Slaughterhouse Marching Band. I don't know. If you didn't have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, right now you'd be listening to a commercial. And now welcome back to the Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball Report with a man that can't stand baseball.
You're not supposed to say that.
All right, well, I don't want to.
Welcome back to Coach Vernon Dozier Report, and it's the Baseball Report. Now, Coach Vernon Dozier.
What happened to the guy?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Welcome back here to the Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball Report. And I am talking about baseball because I had a little bit of an argument here. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Dickman, but I'm going to bring it up. I had an argument with Mr. Dickman here. He said, I'm talking baseball.
You're talking about, like, the Dodger game.
Is that baseball? Well, is that not baseball?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But you're talking about, like, a stadium and everything like that.
I'm talking about baseball. And I am. I'm talking about the stadium. I'm talking about the Dodgers. See, he wants me to give scores, and he wants me to talk about, you know, pitching and all. No. I'm going to do this. Mr. Hendry said I could do it my way.
He said my way or the highway.
He did not. You're making that up, you jackass. Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball. So as I mentioned, yesterday we were at Dodger Stadium. We saw the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Philadelphia Phillies. Did I have a good time? No, I did not. Yes, I did. I'm supposed to say yes, I did have a good time. Was the game interesting? I'm supposed to say yes, it was.
Can't do that.
I can do anything I want. You want to watch me do it?
Okay.
I'm supposed to say that I like the Dodgers, and I'm supposed to also say that they have a great stadium. And I'm supposed to also say that the Dodger dog is good. And I had a beer, and I did not have a beer because I knew I was going to do the show here. I'm supposed to say, you know, someday I'll have a beer at Dodger Stadium, and I'm sure it's going to be good.
See, none of that sounds sincere.
I think it does. Why doesn't it sound sincere?
Is that what I'm saying? I'm supposed to say?
That's right. They know honestly what I really, I'm saying, that's, I'm telling them what I'm supposed to say.
What?
Yeah. So I watched the game because I'm going to do the baseball report, because if I don't get to do the football report next season here on the Phil Hendry Show platform. So I watched the Dodgers and the Phillies, and it got to be 5-0. And I don't know how it happened. All of a sudden I looked up, there were 5 runs on a board. The Phillies scored them 5-0. I went up, I got a Dodger dog, and I got a pretzel. And I came and I sat back down. It was 5-1, and there was a guy at bat. I think it might have been Mookie Betts. And the other kid there, Outman, I think is his name.
Outman, Outman. I mean,
just don't do it, man, please, because I'm so tense right now. Anyway, they didn't do anything, and I went back up, and I got a. They had a big giant bag of popcorn. I came back down. Well, that embarrassed Mr. Hendry and Mr. Olander, the fact that I had a giant bag of popcorn and I'm 55 years old. Anyway, I had the popcorn, and now it was 5-3, Phillies.
You're going to say anything about the game?
I'm doing it my way, Dickman, or I'm going to get up, or I'm going to take this entire studio and throw it in the street. Yeah, that shut you up, didn't it?
God, man.
Then I went and I got another pretzel, and I went and I got an ice cream sandwich, and it was now tied up 6-6. And I saw that it was the top of the 9th inning, and it was tied up 6-6. I said, why don't we beat the traffic and let's get out of here? And Mr. Olander and Mr. Hendry agreed, and we got up and we walked to the car. And I still had some of the popcorn. I still had a little bit of my ice cream sandwich. And it seemed to irritate Mr. Hendry and Mr. Olander, but they didn't say anything. And at that point, did I care? No, I did not. No. No, I did not. And then, as we're driving out, what happened was that fate, because really, you know, if you don't love baseball, fate will reach up and it will basically kick you right where you know what I'm talking about. Kick you right square, right in there. And I felt the toe of fate, I felt the boot of fate just nailed me right.
Don't Right in the ball bag. I'm sorry. I truly am, but
I felt fate boot me right there. I went, I reached down and, you know, grabbed a hold of him. But by that point, the damage had been done. Because as we were driving in the car, we heard on the radio the Dodger announcer say, Max Mundy has just hit a grand slam. Dodgers win 10-6. And I looked out of the corner of my eye, I could see Henry and Olander staring at me, and I just kind of smiled, and I said, hey, you should have expected that, I said, because I hate baseball. Life, God, call it what you want, has decided to just rear back and kick me right square. And there, both of them looked at me like I was nuts, and I went right back to my popcorn.
So you missed the grand slam?
Yes, I missed the grand slam, and I made the other two miss the grand slam. We missed a grand slam home run because I couldn't stand it any longer. You understand, finally?
We'll be right back with more of Coach Vernon Dozier's Baseball Report right after this.
Hey, buddy, Bud Dickman for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass subscription. You can't do better than the world-famous. You can't do better than the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ow. What's your problem?
I got a pimple on my nose, I think. You do it.
Get a Backstage Pass to the Phil Henry Show subscription for 1 month or 1 year. It's the greatest value online other than porn. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah. Get it, and you'll enjoy it.
And now back to the Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball Report.
So, to wrap up here, the experience that I had yesterday with Mr. Henry, Mr. Olander's, went out to Dodger Stadium. Very good seats behind the first baseline. Mr. Olander's had these seats since the 80s or something like that.
I think he said the 90s.
No, I heard him say the 80s, and I was with him yesterday as he was talking about it.
Okay.
So they went to the, I mean, we went, so they went to the base, we went to the baseball game, and they saw a, we saw, I, none of us saw, they saw, no, none of us saw the grand slam home run by Max Muncy, because I guess it was me who said, hey, let's leave early and beat the traffic, and we beat the traffic all right. Although I had to get my car and drive back to La Crescenta, where I live with my wife, Mindy, and I hit a traffic jam. So it didn't matter how quick we got back to the cars. I still had to get in my car, and I had to go all the way back. I still had to get my car, and I had to drive all the way back. So we didn't beat anything. Not only did we not beat the traffic, we didn't see the grand slam, and that was all my fault. I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that said, let's leave.
And it's the baseball report.
That's the Vernon Dozier baseball report there.
I don't think Mr. Henry's going to give you football.
I don't care what you think. I know I'm not going to have a football report. I know that this sucked. I know it sucked. I know it sucked real good.
The Coach Vernon Dozier Baseball Report. Brought to you by the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
God.
I don't know. I'll have to report to Mr. Henry.
Yeah, you do that. Listen how rotten that is.
That's your band.